Okay, I think everybody is here. It is 5:30 PM. It's Monday, October 5th. This is the Gustavus City Council regular monthly work session. Madam Clerk, can I have a roll call, please?
Yes, thank you. Susan Warner.
I'm here.
Brittany Cannamore.
Here.
Shelley Owens.
Here.
Calvin Castipit.
Here.
Joe Clark.
Present.
Joe Van Der Zanden.
Here.
Mike Taylor.
Here.
All members are present.
Okay, thank you, Karen. Next was reading of our vision statement, and you wanted to go ahead. Can you head, Shelley?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources, with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Okay, thank you, Shelley. Next, I wanted to discuss a little bit about what we would for the agenda for tonight. I wanted to quickly go over the agenda for next month's meeting. Then we would have our, I wanted to start with a COVID update, quickly go over this agenda. I think all that I have to say on the agenda for next month's meeting is to review those meeting minutes, make sure they're accurate. And if you got any changes, give them to Karen before Wednesday morning. I guess that's the only thing there. And a COVID update, and then we're gonna have our administrator's report, and I think it'll cover the remaining things that we need to talk about going through Tom's report. So with that, I will start with Travis. Do you wanna go ahead and give us your regular COVID update for this work session?
Sounds good. Yes, I'll make it real brief. We don't have too much to report as far as any COVID stuff. All my new data comes tomorrow. But we have still no known cases in Gustavus, or active cases floating around in Gustavus, which is awesome. That means people are doing what they need to do to help keep Gustavus as free from the virus as possible. I'm in Sitka right now visiting family, and I can tell you that Sitka is not doing a very good job at keeping that virus free. I've been into a couple stores and lots of noses poking out of masks or people not wearing masks in general all over the place and hanging out in groups. So I just want to thank the city of all the community members in Gustavus that are listening, that you guys are doing great on helping reduce all of that and keep my job and my volunteers and the clinic from being overstaffed or overpopulated with patients and all of that stuff. So I just want to thank everybody there. And then outside of that, I don't have much more to report unless you guys have questions, but I just want to thank all the council members that have been serving on the council that are leaving us. It's been a pleasure working with you on this process of the COVID stuff. And thank you for putting in your time and effort in this terrible time to be a council member. So thanks.
Okay, thank you, Travis. Mike, I see your hand went up. You have a question for For Travis, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to thank again Travis for his leadership locally here and helping us make this protection of our community from COVID successful so far. I just wanted to add that I noticed that we have 197 cases yesterday in the state. It's a new high. There were two in Juneau. No new deaths yesterday, but we're at, I think, 58. And that's not a good picture statewide. So thanks to Travis for that admonishment to us all to stay on the mitigation measures. He's right on there. Thanks.
Okay, any other questions for Travis? Okay, Tom, go ahead. Let's start with your report.
Thank you, Mayor, and good evening. So the first item on the report has to do with the floats down at the state dock. The Marine Facilities Coordinator and Marine Facility Advisory Committee members have been getting a lot of comments from folks in the public asking for the floats to stay out longer so they can do some food gathering, hunting, and late season food gathering. The Marine Facilities Advisory Committee had a meeting last Tuesday, I believe it was, and discussed this and suggested that we leave the floats out until right around the 1st of November. So we're looking for some direction from the council to pick a date that we pull those floats that will assist us in getting out our bids for moving the floats and for coordinating for the steel float to get moved over to Pleasant Island. So looking for some direction on a date to pull the floats, move them up river. Does the first part of November work for anybody, or does any council members have a different date in mind?
Joe Clark, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I read the letter that raised some concerns about pulling the float for hunters that are the deer season goes all the way, I think, the end of December. Pulling it at the end of November seems a bit early if they there are people that might get stranded out there as they come in. If they shoot a deer and they have to process it in the field, they could miss the tide, get back in, and really be put in a situation of danger. So I think if we could move it into this, like the middle of December, that would be good. I know that we have storm problems and that sort of thing, but I think if it could save a life, we could stretch it out as long as possible. Thank you.
Okay, Joe Van Der Zanden, I had you next.
I took those letters seriously as well. However, so far, I believe Ben has given Elm the go-ahead to move the wooden floats and half of the skiff floats any time that he gets a good day. Because if the big float stays in, they're not really necessary at this time of year. As far as moving the big float, we can always gamble. It's pretty traditional in Southeast to get a Thanksgiving Day storm that breaks things. And you know, if the city wants to gamble like that, that's fine. I'd kind of like to see what that float will do in a storm, but that's not what our agreement was with the state. And I believe we have to do this at least one time to find out how it's going to work. The state engineer and Patrick from Western Construction were out here a week and a half or so ago, and we went out there in a Lund and scoped it out to find out what we could do and what we couldn't out there at Bull Moose. And I've been out there about four times trying to solve some problems. We're still trying to come up with the gear to raise the ramp, which is an ordeal in itself. And I told the state engineer that we would like to shoot for the end of October as a deadline, because we can't just pick a date. You know, it could take a week in either direction just to get the right day and enough tide to get a landing craft out of the river, if it happens to be that landing craft. If you're planning on sending out bids for this, that needs to happen real soon, because we should have this all in place by the end of the month so that it can happen. And as far as hunters and stuff, I don't really know what to say about that, other than they're going to have to plan on using the river or using the park and be prepared to overnight if they have to, because if something blows through, the float isn't much protection anyway for a boat. It just tears it up. Anyway, that's about all I had.
Okay, Mike Taylor, go ahead. Your hand up.
Some of you guys have, you know, much better judgment on this than I, probably because you've had more involvement in moving the floats and use them more than I do. But as I recall, when that got torn up last year, that was a storm in November. And I'm pretty hesitant to stretch very much beyond what the state recommends on this. If that got torn up again, I suspect it'd be on our nickel to fix it. We'd have a hard time justifying why we kept it in place beyond their recommendation. So I'd be hesitant to stretch it beyond the 1st of November any more than necessary by tides. But I appreciate particularly the experience that Joe Van Der Zanden has on this and the Marine Facilities Committee. So with those thoughts in mind, I'd go with what
Okay. Well, thank you very much. So, notwithstanding Councilmember Clark's comments, it sounds like the first part of November, whenever we can get everything aligned with the stars, literally, we will go ahead and move the floats. Unless I see any other hands, I'm going to figure that it is the direction from the council. Thank you very much. The second star has to do with a couple of projects that you've received emails on. The first one is a project that Councilmember Warner crafted, and I've been working with her on putting together some language and concepts for the project. In essence, we have about $21,000, or $21,000 is what we would identify for the project. It would serve around 20 businesses and nonprofits, each at $1,000 maximum apiece. And it would also provide for a stipend to GBA for managing and implementing the project. The idea would be that this helps small businesses and nonprofits target independent travelers and recommended groups specific to the type of activities that Gustavus is well prepared for. The language that would go into helping these businesses target these groups comes from the Cedar Group, which is working with GBA, as you know, as part of their marketing plan. I've received nothing but positive comments from council members, and unless I hear otherwise, we're going to go ahead and start working on an application to get businesses that are interested in this program enrolled so that we can get them connected with a web support, web design person, and we can get the funds expended and meet our December 30 deadline. Are there any comments from the council concerning that project? Terrific. Spoke too soon. Yeah, Joe.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you. Will it be the responsibility of the business, or will to reach out for this assistance, or will it be the city's responsibility to promulgate information to the businesses?
Thanks, Joe. We will work with GBA, and I know there's been some preliminary work already that Susan's done in identifying businesses that would be interested in this type of a program. But it would be open to all small businesses and nonprofits to apply for. But with Susan's research, that's where we come up with a number of 20. But it would be available to everyone, and the applications would be submitted to the city, and the city would review them, similar to the way we did the small business nonprofit economic assistance grants.
Thank you very much.
Okay, any other questions on the marketing proposal? Okay, Tom, looks like you have the go-ahead there, and to go ahead and start putting together the applications and stuff for that. Did you want to go on to the next one now?
Yes. First, shout out to Council Member Warner. Thanks for all the work on putting that project together. The next item is the Gustavus Community Food Program. This is one we've discussed before. We have been able to put this a little more finalized. We have received the grinder and the sealer. Susan has been in contact with Kimber Owen about using the equipment at her kitchen. They're currently working on some use agreement language that we can utilize with this program. We have received the community harvest permit from NOAA so that we will be able to utilize the Fisher folks that would volunteer to help us with the program. So we are well on our way to having this program implemented. I would expect that we'll have the use agreements complete early this week and ready to get this on the streets maybe by the end of the week, early next week. Any questions or comments for the community food program? Terrific. Again, thanks to Council Member Warner for facilitating this project, and thanks to Kimber Owen for allowing us to utilize her kitchen and her expertise there in implementing this program. The last item I have on my list is an update on our CARES Act funding. Karen, I don't know if you got that spreadsheet from Phoebe late this afternoon, if you wanted to put that up. Otherwise, I could go from what's on my report. As you can see, we have, up through September, we have spent $247,766. And it includes those items off to the right on the report, areas where we have spent the money. And below the blue line, you can see the items that have been earmarked. And if we add all that money together, you can see what that total looks like down at the bottom. Now, if I remember, let me look real quick. Right, so the update as of today that Phoebe has run shows that with what we've spent and what we've earmarked, the total would be $632,642. As you know, we received or would be eligible to receive a total of $631,680. So as we get closer to spending all of the money in the different categories, we'll have a better number for our final projection as we get near the end of the year. Part of this program, part of the spreadsheet is the program for the REESP, the direct distribution to Gustavus residents. As of today, I believe the number was we've received applications for 97 individuals. So we've had a good turnout for the first week or so, and we'll be tracking that and giving the council updates at least weekly as we receive batches of those applications. Are there any questions on the CARES Act funds?
Shelley, go ahead.
I guess I would suggest that we strike Medivac insurance from the list. I talked with Travis about it, and the Medivac carriers to the community all have bedside sign up, so he didn't think that that was a necessary item. So if nobody has any objections, we can just remove that from the list.
Okay, thanks, Shelley. Mayor, that's all I have unless there's any questions.
Okay, yeah. Maybe your hand up went up. Go ahead.
I just wanted to point out that the very last item there is unallocated funds. We still have about $50,000 that are unallocated at this point. So I've just been trying to run that total to see what that number is that gets us to the total value of what we are eligible for. So there is still a chunk of funds that are unallocated there.
Shelley, go ahead.
Okay. Am I still unmuted? Okay. Let me try again.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm back again. Actually, I had one comment or one question and then another question for Tom. The first is that I have been interested in extending our ability to test for COVID past the end of the year, when I understand that the search may be discontinuing the testing. And I wonder if it is possible for us to allocate funding for future testing, or, I mean, can we set aside money for that particular need? If so, I can see if I can come up with a dollar amount by next Monday.
Uh,
And then I guess, shall I go ahead with my second? Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
I was going to say, if we can spend the money by December 30, then if the council wants to have that as a project, we could do it. For example, if we maybe did something like a purchase order or whatever the clinic would use, and purchase, say, 100 tests, just as an example, then whether we do the tests after the first of the year, I don't think is as important. Of course, I'd run it by the city attorney just to make sure we're on solid ground. But my understanding is, as long as we spend the money, then receipt of the product can come in after the first of the year.
Okay, thanks, Tom. My other question, which isn't related to the report really, but I heard a bit of a news story, and I haven't gone to the AML website to see if they're looking into it, which I'm sure they probably are, but is that what happens to our authority or if the state doesn't renew the declaration of emergency? I'm just wondering, Tom, if you were tracking that issue and if it's something we could ask the city attorney to weigh in on.
I can certainly ask. My understanding is that we can still create regulations that protect our community independent of what the state's doing, as long as it's legal. If we have something in mind, I'd be happy to run that by the city attorney and report back to the council.
Okay, I just just would like to know if we lose the ability to do that if the state no longer has a declaration of emergency. And do we have the capability of having a local declaration of emergency independent of a state declaration?
I see Travis's hand. So can we maybe hear from Travis? He might have an answer for you, Shelley.
Hold on. You bet. Go ahead.
Hello, sorry. So I got a few of those. I know in all the meetings that I'm sitting in my emergency manager meetings, they bring up this end of the disaster declaration, and that's why the airport point of testing and contracts are to the October 31st deadline, in hopes that they're going to renew that. I do know that the state is talking about the mandates that are in place. If it does not get renewed, they are already working on how they're going to tie the mandates, like the international travel or interstate travel and all of those, into our everyday new normal life. So they are working on figuring out if the state doesn't re-sign the declaration or the feds don't re-sign the declaration, what's going to happen on that. If we do keep a disaster declaration going, we can do that, but we won't be able to get reimbursed for any of those funds if the state doesn't have a disaster declaration going or won't. They most likely aren't going to accept our reimbursements on that disaster, because there'll be every other community in the state is going to be doing that same thing. And they'll just say, sorry, it's that part of the disaster is on you at that point. Testing, I have a couple things out, feelers out to search, and I'm hoping that while I'm here in town, I can talk to a couple people about hopes that there's going to be more grants or future stuff coming in after December to do more testing for the asymptomatic testing for their search clinic areas. I'm just hoping that they're working on grants, and I'm just trying to find out if that's going to happen. But so I hope those answer some of your questions, Shelley. Sorry.
No, thanks, Travis.
Okay, Tom, your hand was up. Go ahead, Tom.
Right, thank you. And thanks, Travis. One other area I'd bring up, if we don't have the state's horsepower or authority, enforcement is going to be something that we should also talk about if we are going to have restrictions or regulations that we want people to comply with. Otherwise, we may be stuck with a situation where we have a violation of our local regulation, but no way to do anything about it. Just want to throw that out there if we are looking at doing something, or if Travis working with his group, he could ask the question how those folks are dealing with it. Thank you.
Okay, are there any last questions on the CARES Act proposals and funding? Okay, the last thing I had here, and it's going to be on the business, or regular business meeting, or the council's regular business meeting next week, is the snow plowing RFQ. Is there any questions on that staff can answer for us, or is there any other issues that council wants to talk about on the snowplow RFQ? Okay, it looks like there's no questions on the snowplow RFQ. Karen, did you want to lead us through your spreadsheet, or are we still doing the spreadsheet, or
I don't have one for this meeting. Most of that is all waiting until the new council is seated.
Okay, very good. Speaking of that, municipal elections are tomorrow. Everybody get out there and vote, please. Appreciate all the candidates who are running to fill empty seats. Really appreciate that. And again, thanks to the council and staff for all the work that you've done and all the help you give me. So appreciate all that. Is there anything else that we need to discuss, Karen? Mike, I see your hand
up.
No,
I don't.
Ed, Mike.
Yes, I just wanted to put in a plug for the fire department for volunteers. We could use more volunteers, and now's a good time for people to be thinking about how they can serve their community and the, you know, as a volunteer in this community, and being a part of the fire team is a great way to do it. And if any of you can get the word out to anybody who might be interested in serving as a volunteer member of the fire team at EMS, I'd sure appreciate it. I know Travis would, and all the other volunteers would love to welcome some more folks to the team.
Okay, Joe Clark, you had your hand up.
Yes, I just wanted to connect with Karen, and I thought I had my headphones, the problem whipped, but apparently I don't. I've tried everything I can to pair my headphones for the special meeting that we have scheduled. So could I come in tomorrow and see if you can see what I'm doing wrong?
I will be at the Gustavus Community Center tomorrow, but Phoebe will be here tomorrow. And if we can't figure it out, I have a couple headphones that, with any luck, will arrive on Thursday.
Okay, so I won't worry about it. I will get in touch with Phoebe, see if she has some open time, so that I can use my own. But
That'd be perfect. Bad. She'll be here tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, council members, anything else for the good of the order? Okay, it looks like we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Tom.